Right now, we are outside of the Lindquist Building, which is where I have majority of my classes are held.
Kim Wolf is walking along a noisy street next to the Education Schools building at the University of Iowa. She looks and sounds like a typical undergraduate, talking excitedly, ending comments with a quick laugh. She's in the final year of a two-year certificate program called Realizing Educational and Career Hopes, or REACH. It's a transition service offered to young people with a range of intellectual disabilities, including specific learning disabilities. Wolf was diagnosed with SLD when she was in second grade. She never considered it a barrier to higher education.
Ever since I was in junior high, I had two older brothers, and, you know, they were talking about going to college and, you know, what college they wanted to go to, what they wanted to major in and all this stuff. And it's just like, wow, I want that.
But first she decided she needed a bridge between high school and college, something that would support her move to independent living. She found REACH, now in its fourth year and recognized by Best Colleges Online, as the top program for students with special needs in the country. Its mission is to build career skills, foster academic achievement, and develop interpersonal competence. The director is Joe Hendrickson. She says learning disabilities create complex issues for college-age students.
They can affect social interactions. They certainly affect the self-esteem and self-confidence and willingness to try new things and so on.
The program offers help in areas such as money management and wellness. It provides internships at local businesses and entry-level academic courses. For 20-year-old Bob Hinkle of Milwaukee, the social life REACH provided brought him out of a cocoon.
I came from a place where I just didn't have any friends, and I really didn't get out much at all. And I really came here and learned that there's so much more to life than just sitting in your house and being in the basement and doing nothing.
Hinkle has short-term memory loss, so he often forgets where he puts things. He also has dysgraphia, which means his handwriting looks as if it were scribbled by a child. Bethany Scheidecker is a special education instructor at REACH. She says the program makes accommodations for students with learning disabilities.
All of our curriculum is basically slowed down from a general curriculum. So we definitely know that our students take a lot more time to process things and to grasp concepts.
Special consideration goes into how Des Moines Area Community College handles its students with learning difficulties, too. 38-year-old Honor Harrison has gone back to school at the Ankeny campus to study child psychology. At DMAC, she says, she's given a fair shot at conquering academics.
If I need have all the, you know, time and a half to do a test, I got it. If I need to have somebody read the test to me, I had that, and that was a definite benefit to me.
The community college provides adaptive technology to further aid its LD students, such things as audiobooks and voice recognition devices. This has been a huge benefit for 20-year-old Elizabeth Kassler. She's the first person we've met in this series whose learning disabilities are not biological. She was a standout student and star soccer player at Southeast Polk High School when she was knocked into a coma her junior year by a serious car accident. She's in the process of relearning things she once took for granted.
I used to be able to be like, I could just read it. Like a book, like a textbook, and I could just read it and know it, but now I have to read it, hear it, and see it. I have to do all three of those.
Kassler no longer takes exams with her classmates. The one time she did, she was freaked out when they began turning in their papers while she was only halfway through. She is now given adequate time for tests in a private room. Holly Kuhn is Director of Disability Services at DMAC. She says her job satisfaction comes when her students graduate.
2 years ago, you know, maybe they were thinking, I can't do this, because maybe someone has told them that in the past. I've had students come in and say, you know, someone told me I'm not going to make it here.
But the types of accommodations needed for SLD students to earn diplomas don't always go down well with faculty. John Hosp is a special education associate professor at the University of Iowa.
There is some resistance sometime where instructor may see it as watering down their curriculum or lowering the bar for students.
HASP says in general, once professors realize LD students are using special means to access the course content, not circumvent it, they come around. Karen Thompson credits her learning disabilities with preparing her for college.
There were people who would label me as slow or lazy or, you know, whatnot, when really I was working pretty hard and I've learned to organize myself, pace myself to master academics. And that served me very well in college.
Today, Thompson heads a Johnston-based nonprofit resource center for parents of learning disabled children. Honor Harrison has been accepted in the University of Iowa School of Social Work. Elizabeth Kassler is majoring in fitness and sports management with a dream of becoming a personal trainer. Kim Wolf is heading to a community college to study physical therapy. And Bob Hinkle says he continues to stare down challenges, but he wants to be a pharmacist.
Living with a disability, it's a battle every day. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it at all. I mean, it's, you have struggles, and things that are easy for most people are difficult for you.
Only about a quarter of LD students who make it to a four-year college graduate. Those who move on to the workplace post-college say they require employers to be flexible, perhaps by extending deadlines to finish work. They say they can succeed on the job with the same kind of support and accommodations they received in college. In Iowa City, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.